This is the Structuring Podcast.
Good day and welcome back. This is the Structuring Podcast. Terry Waugh here. And today's topic is life interests or rights to reside in a will. Okay, so when a person dies and they leave their main residence to the trustee of a testamentary discretionary trust, because the property is held by a trust, normally the main residence exemption will not apply to that property. However, Section 118-195 of the Income Tax Assessment Act 1997 has a bit of a concession. If a spouse resides in that property, a spouse of the deceased, or if someone with a right to occupy resides in that property, the main residence exemption could continue to apply to the property as if it was owned by that person. So the property might be owned by a company as trustee for the testamentary trust. But let's say Homer dies, leaves his property to a testamentary trust. Company PTY Limited is the trustee, so it's the legal owner, but is a discretionary beneficiary of that trust. But the will left by Homer gives Bart a specific right to reside in that property. In that case, if Bart does reside in it, he can treat it as his main residence, basically as if he was the legal owner himself. So that means he could even use the 6-year rule on that property. So say he lived in it for a year and then he went and lived elsewhere renting, that property could be rented out for up to 6 years, yet still be counted as Bart's main residence. And it could be sold by the trustee of the trust within the 6 years, and it could be fully exempt from capital gains tax. With the right to occupy, there's basically two versions of it. One is a life estate, and the other is just the right to reside. The right to reside is possibly the better option because it's not something that is property for the purposes of the Bankruptcy Act. Well, it still may be property, actually, but it's not something of value. It cannot be passed to anyone else. However, a life estate is something much different. A life estate gives the person the beneficial ownership of the property until a certain event happens, such as their death. So that means they're entitled to the rent of the property. So if they were to go bankrupt, the life estate could pass to the trustee in bankruptcy, and that could mean they're entitled to the rent from that property, and the rent would go to creditors. However, if the beneficiary only had a right to reside, they're not entitled to the rent. So if they move out, with that example with Bart, if he moved out, the trust would get the rent, not him. There's also capital gains tax implications with giving up these rights. So if you want to give up a right to reside, you just don't live there. There's no real capital gains tax consequence. But if you give up a life estate, there could be a capital gains tax triggered, and it's pretty complex. The other thing with life estates and right to reside is that the land tax exemption can apply in some states, such as New South Wales. Normally, a property held in a testamentary trust won't qualify for the principal place of residence land tax exemption. However, it can, in New South Wales at least, if there is a right to reside and that person with the right actually resides there. The other thing to note is that these rights to reside can be portable. So Homer may die and leave property A to the trust with Bart given a right to reside. However, that property may not be suitable. And for example, it might have stairs and Bart might get old and not be able to climb stairs anymore. So you want to give the power to the trustee to sell the first property and to buy another property with the funds released from that sale, and then have the right to reside pass with those funds to the second property or even the third. So that's called a portable right to reside. Lots of legal and tax issues here, so make sure you get legal and tax advice. And yeah, that's it for now. See you next week.
You've been listening to the Structuring Podcast. Check out the show notes for today's episode at www.structuring.com.au/podcast.